1027 Business with Michael Avery.
John Maxwell said that success is sowing seeds that benefit others, and I think we need that now more than ever. If you look at the latest data from the World Economic Forum, the impacts of the pandemic have put the estimated achievement of gender equality back significantly. The crisis has halted progress towards gender parity in several economies and industries, and in sub-Saharan Africa alone, the WEF reckons it'll take 121.7 years to bridge the gap. Now, I'm joined by Ntombi Mahangwani, who is the Associate Director for Accenture Interactive and a Women's Forum Lead for Accenture in Africa. And Ntombi, welcome. You were also crowned the Equality Champion at the Accenture 2021 Equality Awards Global, and you were a Gender Mainstreaming Awards 2020 finalist for the Inclusive Leader accolade. So you wear many caps. But firstly, just talk to me about this issue of gender mainstreaming. And we see the Gender Mainstreaming Champion for this year for Africa is EY, and the champion for Southern Africa award went to Tiger Brands. Tell us a little bit more about the Gender Mainstreaming Awards.
Thank you, Michael, and thanks for having me. Gender mainstreaming is such a critical business imperative, and what it says is that businesses respect and acknowledge that gender equality, inclusion and diversity, and having women around the decision-making table and having women at the leadership at the top and in the boards represented becomes part and parcel of the culture of that organization, is reflected in the values, is reflected in the targets. So it's not a case of we have a women's forum, and every August when it's Women's Month, we allow them to have an event. Gender mainstreaming is saying making sure women have access to the same opportunities as our male counterparts, and as an organization, it is a business objective to make sure we have an inclusive and diverse portfolio of leaders around the decision making. So when we celebrate companies like Tiger Brands, EY, the winners in this year's Gender Mainstreaming Awards, we are saying these are industry leaders. These are industry captains who are saying we want women around our decision making table. We are committed to the development of women. We are committed to giving women the same opportunities as our men, and also we will build a culture that will allow women to thrive, to grow, and to be leaders within our space. That is what these companies have done. The winners are absolutely leading the way, and they are also benefiting, Michael. Remember, we have seen what the research says. It says when you have an inclusive and diverse and equal culture in any organization, in any economy, those organizations thrive, those economies thrive.
And Toby, considering that, considering the research and how compelling that case is to ensure that there is more gender parity, why are there still so few women in leadership positions in South Africa?
Michael, we have to look at how our women and our men are socialized and raised in our communities. We have to look at the societal issues, which is around women were raised to believe that they are to bear children, they are to stay at home and not be ambitious and not be ready to take up leadership position. Then you also look at the organizational challenges, where organizations don't maybe inculcate a culture that encourages women to grow, and they don't have the correct policies and initiatives in place that encourage women to be part of an organization that lifts women up to the top. And then you also need to look at the individual challenges, whereby women also have imposter syndrome, also have to be helped to believe that they too have the right to actually be part of a leadership team. So when you look at the societal, the organizational, and the personal challenges that exist, we know that something needs to change as we bring up and raise younger men, younger girls in schools. They need to understand that in the same way opportunities are given to our male counterparts, women also deserve the same opportunities as well. So it's the world has changed and evolved, and we need to allow our societies, our communities to also catch up and to re-educate ourselves in the home, our leaders in the business, and also women to believe in themselves. And we will achieve this. It may be slow, Michael, but nonetheless, there are wins. And these are the wins we celebrate in the Gender Mainstreaming Awards.
And we are seeing that progress. And tell me personally, in the mid-2000s, I went to a meeting at a large corporate investment bank and walked into the meeting room, and everyone around the table was a white male. And at that stage, I had just left university, and I could clearly see that something was seriously amiss with the culture inside the organization. I'm not going to mention any names now, because I think it's made significant strides since. But now, and just recently, I was hosting a panel on mergers and acquisitions, and we have women-led corporate finance teams in one of the big law firms, another woman-founded corporate finance team. And so we are making progress, albeit slowly. What needs to be done to speed up gender parity in local businesses? What are some key tools here that you can share with listeners?
Leadership. If we are looking at corporate South Africa, if we are looking at companies that are listed on the JSE, we need leadership. We have also seen how Satrix has also introduced an equality, inclusion and diversity index as well. We need leadership. We need leaders who are going to say we are committed, and we need leaders who are not just going to make a statement, which is the right thing to say, but rather follow it through with actions, set the targets, put in the development, identify the women who are capable and very, very competent and can actually lead at the top. Make sure that you have a number of years to say, in 2-3 years, this woman will move to this position, will move to this position. Once you actually have the training in place, identifying the targets, tracking the targets, you're making progress. And hold yourselves accountable, because it's one thing when we go out there and we say, oh, we believe in women, oh, we support women, but it's not visible in your organization. It's not seen in your targets. It's not seen in your scorecard as a business. You know, let it be part of the business scorecard. When we're looking at profitability, revenue, sales, what are we saying about our women? Is the organization balance? Are our women part of the leadership at the top? And also, what are we doing within the junior levels, be it our non-manager level, be it our junior manager level? What are we doing to make sure that we are putting in the right initiatives and training development programs that will help our women to grow? So once there is leadership, it will make sure we inculcate the right culture. And this also is lived in the values of the organization. So if people are committed to this, they will walk the talk and they will deliver in leadership and they will show the results in the actions through their scorecards.
Absolutely. And it becomes so much more than even a scorecard or even something that you can measure yourself against via KPIs or what Robert Kaplan would identify as the balanced scorecard of the organization. If it's in your culture,
absolutely,
you fully embrace something. And that's why I like you mentioning the culture and leadership. And that pipeline is, again, so important. You're doing that through the Gender Mainstreaming Awards as Accenture. You're showing that kind of leadership. And you're now already building up to next year's awards. What are the requirements for entering, and where can we find out a little bit more about the awards?
We have a phenomenal partner when it comes to the Gender Mainstreaming Awards. We work with Business Engage. If anybody goes to the Business Engage website or the Gender Mainstreaming Awards website, all the information is there. We also tell the stories of role models and also inclusive leaders who are leading us in this space, and people will be able to see the stories of all the amazing leaders who are actually driving these initiatives and really living the true story of what gender equality is about. So I encourage any of our business leaders, any of our corporates, any individuals who just want to understand what role they can play, visit Gender Mainstreaming Awards website, visit the Business Engage website. My goodness, visit Accenture to also hold us accountable to see that we are not just talking with Michael on a radio station, but yet we are not delivering the results as well. Everybody needs to be held accountable, and we are proud to be working with partners and corporates who believe in the development of women, who believe in giving women equal opportunities.
Ntombi Mangwani, Associate Director for Accenture Interactive and Women's Forum Lead for Accenture in Africa. Thanks so much for your time. Success is indeed in sowing seeds that benefit others.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.